angels waging war in the unseen realm. Global events fulfilling biblical prophecy. Eternal life. What lies beyond mortality? From analyzing the paranormal from a biblical worldview to the discussion of cutting-edge science and technology, conspiracy, discovery, special investigative reports. Unafraid to explore the challenging issues facing humanity, welcome to another edition of Skywatch TV.
Less than 2 years ago, we were treated to one of the most unexpected victories in American history. Watch this.
In 2006, 1 month from the day Mark Taylor retired from his post as a career firefighter, he was suddenly overcome by a Holy Spirit-guided supernatural vision of the future. This revelation, as the world would soon discover, was a message to the most powerful nation on earth.
The Spirit of God says, I have chosen this man, Donald Trump, for such a time as this.
It's time to embrace our glorious American destiny. Anything we can dream for our country, we can achieve for our country.
America will once again stand hand in hand with Israel, and the two shall be as one.
I want the Israeli people to know that the United States stands with Israel.
The dollar will be the strongest it has ever been in the history of the United States and will once again be the currency by which all others are judged.
The economy is booming under this president.
We're up 254 points, 21,000 on the Dow.
They will say things about this man, the enemy, but it will not affect him.
Well, he's kind of a comic book figure. I mean, he's a show-off.
He's a sideshow who threatens to swallow the Republican Party.
He was attacked by other people who were running with him. His poll numbers would go up, theirs would go down, even to the point where they got kicked out of the race.
He would not be the commander-in-chief we need to keep our country safe.
Donald, adults learn not to interrupt you.
Yeah.
We are suspending our campaign.
I am suspending my campaign.
This next election will be a clean sweep for the man that I have chosen.
Donald Trump will never be elected president of the United States.
Still looks like Hillary's the next president.
On Election Day 2016, the world witnessed the impossible when in the final hour, the map turned red.
Donald J. Trump is the president of the United States.
Donald Trump is going to be our president.
Well, my crystal ball has been shattered into atoms here because I predicted the exact opposite of what happened.
But the election of 2016 was only the beginning. Mark Taylor, author of the Trump prophecies that foretold Donald Trump's unlikely victory and the stock market reaction that would follow, has something new to say about what is coming next. Something that will change the future of America and the world forever.
There's a bigger picture that the church is not seeing right now.
The Trump prophecies, the astonishing true story of the man who saw tomorrow and what he says is coming next.
Welcome to Skywatch TV. Now, if you'd asked me a couple of years ago, I'd have said the Chicago Cubs World Series victory in 2016 was the most unexpected victory in American history. But no, it was actually Donald Trump, who even the night of the election in November was still shown to have about a 20% chance of victory until the results started coming in. And there was a man who actually saw this happening 5 years before that date. Joining me on the panel as we talk about the Trump prophecies, Skywatch TV CEO Tom Horn.
Hey, good to be here.
Joe Artis Horn.
Hi, Derek.
And the man who is the subject of the book and a forthcoming movie based on the book, The Trump Prophecies, retired fireman Mark Taylor. Mark, welcome.
Thank you for having me. It's
good
to see
you again. For people who may not have seen our earlier programs that we recorded when the book was first published, tell us a little bit about your story and when and how you came to believe that Donald Trump was someday going to be the president of the United States.
I'm a retired lieutenant with the City of Orlando Fire Department. I retired out in 2006. I did 20 years on the job. And after I retired, about 5 or 6 months after I retired, I took a nosedive health-wise. And I was bedridden for 4 or 5 days at a time. I couldn't eat for 4 or 5 days at a time. Lost all kinds of weight. Had anxiety. I had depression. So it was just one of those dark times in my life, you know. more than just a dark night of the soul, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So fast forward to about 2011, I was sitting there in my living room watching TV, and I saw Donald Trump on an interview, one of the news channels. I didn't know a whole lot about Donald Trump. I just knew he was a very powerful, wealthy businessman, built this huge billion-dollar empire. And he was toying with the idea of running. He never announced he was going to run. So as I was sitting here listening to him in his interview, I heard the voice of the Lord say, "You're hearing the voice of a president." And so I got up, and I went into my converted office, which was a converted bedroom. I put pen to paper like the Apostle Paul did, and I started writing out what the Holy Spirit was telling me, which that was April 28th, 2011, and I titled it The Commander-in-Chief Prophecy about Donald Trump. And basically, in the prophecy, it talked about how Donald Trump was going to be the president. He would be like Benjamin Netanyahu is to Israel, that the ties between America and Israel would be greater than they've ever been before.
Mm-hmm.
The dollar would be the strongest it would ever be. The economy would boom, basically, under Donald Trump. And so you would just see this whole plethora of things come together that everybody was kind of talking about the other direction, so to speak, you know what I mean? Because we had some bad times with Israel as far as our relations go under Obama and his administration. But those would be repaired like never before.
Now, we were blessed, Sharon and me, to be in Israel on May 14th when that transfer of the embassy was taking place. And to see, they had a light show with the Israeli flag and the U.S. flag in motion,
mm-hmm.
displayed against the old city walls of Jerusalem. It was incredible,
yeah.
An incredible thing to see. Donald Trump is more popular in Israel than he is here in the United States, at least with the U.S. media.
Right.
So that is really an amazing thing to see. Now, as you were hearing this, what was your reaction? I mean, is again, you knew nothing about Donald Trump, and this was not something that anybody would have expected. In fact, we were talking before the program when he announced his candidacy back in 2016, 2015.
Mm-hmm.
I heard the live broadcast, the live press conference, and I thought this is a joke. This is a reality show. This is for the fall program, the series of his new reality show or something. But I was wrong. Not only has he turned out, that not only did he win unexpectedly, he has done more so far in office, and I'm not exaggerating when I say this, than any conservative president we've had in my lifetime.
Right,
right. You know, there was things that God said that he was going to do. So God had anointed Donald Trump for a specific purpose, and that was to turn America back from the brink of destruction, basically. You know, we had two choices. We had Hillary Clinton or we had Donald Trump, basically. If it would have gone the other way, we'd have already been in World War III and this whole thing would have been over with. But God, in his mercy, in his infinite mercy, we had people that stood up and repented. The army of God repented, that prayed. And God answered those prayers and performed a miracle November 8th. Now, we cut the head off that snake November 8th. Now, that snake is still kicking and screaming, so to speak.
Right.
But there are things that God's going to do. It's a rescue mission, basically. It's one of the largest rescue missions since the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus himself. So there are things that God wants to accomplish on the earth right now, good things, that we're going to see happen right now.
Now, there's a national prayer chain that got involved here after the prophecy became public. And maybe we should talk about that just very quickly. How did this become public knowledge? I mean, it's documented that you had this revelation before, well before the election. This is not, you know, prophecy in retrospect.
Right.
How did this become public knowledge, and how did this national prayer chain develop?
I had given the prophecy to my doctor at the time, and he gave it to his wife. And then she kind of went public with it to some people that she knew at the mm-hmm. time. And word just kind of got out through that.
Mm-hmm.
So it just, one thing led to another, and she created a national prayer chain at the time that had callers from all over the country calling in once a week and praying. And, you know, it was the prayer of the saints and the army of God, the repentance, that really truly made a difference.
Mm. Well, and so there's a movie that we're talking about today,
right.
The book, but we're also talking about a movie. Real Works, Rick Eldridge is the producer of that. It's going to be playing nationwide in theaters, 1,200 theaters. So this is going to get pretty big distribution, maybe even more theaters than that, depending on ticket sales.
Right.
And it also depicts that, you know, you going to your doctor, you've got this prophecy, it's written down,
right.
It's in your hands, they're looking at it, they're like, the commander-in-chief prophecy, what this about? But there was something interesting in that they believed that this was, in fact, a prophecy. Now, everybody around me and everybody on Skywatch Television would tell you that I am a very cautious person, and I don't really put much stock in things like personal prophecy. I understand prophecy is a gift of the New Testament church. It's details that in the scripture. So we know it does happen, but as a pastor of 20-some years, I saw it misused.
Right.
Some of it was just outright fakery. So I was a little bit jaded, right? But there was something about this. When you were talking about this, there was something about it that resonated in my mind, and I believe this was true. And here's the crazy thing about this, in a way, is that everything you prophesied was so against all of the polling that Trump's going to be elected, and all the polling said it's never going to happen. It's like Derek saying the first time he saw it, he just thought it was like, what is this, a reality show, right?
But it was it was a lot bigger than just the election.
Yeah.
It was way bigger than just, okay, Trump's going to be president. It went into details, the economy.
Yeah.
We're going to experience a boom with the stock
market. Well, records, and we
have. The dollar is going to be the most powerful it's been in generations. I mean, this went on and on and on and on and on. But at a time when we're actually still living under the declining economy of Obama administration politics and things like this. So there was no markers, in my view, that you could look out ahead and maybe mathematically project. Like, in my view, this had to be a divine download, if you want to use that word, from the Lord.
Right.
Because this, I mean, we're just highlighting a few of the little grab snatches, but page after page after page was the original Trump prophecy, and it is still unfolding.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so
we
far,
speak, still
so unfolding. Far, our good brother in the Lord, Mark, is batting 1,000 because it was everything from how Wall Street would react.
Right.
It was, this president,
being a friend to
this
Israel.
President will be the best friend Israel's. And, you know, Derek saying a moment ago that he was just in Israel. We've moved the embassy there. Donald Trump's recognized Jerusalem as the capital, the eternal capital of Israel.
But this was something that even Republican presidents that talked about doing didn't do.
Well,
so again, there's no reason to believe that this is happening based on things you're seeing on TV. Well, you know, I could speculate that looks likely. This is way before any of this starts to happen.
Well, and another part of this that was, I mean, just, let's just say, brother, you went out on a limb, but in a good way and in faith and made a prophecy, not predictions in the New Age sense of the word, but you predicted things were going to happen. And it includes the Supreme Court. And, you know, now we're in the second replacement on the Supreme Court. You said it's going to be the, you know, the most conservative Supreme Court. Five Supreme Court replacements in a two-term presidency. So keep that in mind, folks, according to the Fireman Prophet. You like that title? You've kind of been Brant.
But just to be clear, because I know the man behind the nickname, the Fireman Prophet. Mark's never called himself a prophet.
Right.
He's never come out and self-identified as a prophet. And if I understand the story correctly, for the viewers that don't know this, this wasn't something you boastfully came and revealed. This was something that people around you were encouraging. Look, Mark, you've got to share this prophecy.
Right.
But you, it started just you and the Lord, pen to paper, like you said. And if I could use the word reluctant, is that fair? When I describe the people around you saying, Mark, this really needs to get shared with people because we think there's something to this.
Right.
So in other words, Mark has never called himself a prophet. He's not out there doing this for personal gain. He just so happens to be batting 1,000. And one of the first experiences I had learning about you was, who is this Fireman Prophet guy? I heard about your name through a Trey Smith video. Who is the Fireman Prophet? And it was the fact that your origins was actually the fact that you were dealing with your health. Mm-hmm. And that the Lord was walking you through that, and the fact that you had no formal, training as a prophet or any of this divinical training. It was just a guy who was a retired chief firefighter who was now very ill when he receives this word from the Lord. The whole story was so compelling to me that I eventually sent the link to the radio broadcast I was listening to my father, and that's how you actually got introduced.
Yeah, that's actually how I learned.
Because remember how I emailed you, being very cautious too. In the email, I even premised, I said, you know me, Dad, I don't just send you a lot of stuff, and I never send him prophetic stuff. But in this case, I said, there's just something to the way this sounds when I hear this man talking, and I didn't even know Mark at the time. But anyway.
Yeah. Well, and by the way, that is the mark. Look at all the prophets, right? Here I am, you know, God calls Moses. Here I am, call my brother Aaron, right? Jonah running away, right? John on the island of Patmos talking about the word of God being sweet in his mouth, but bitterness in his belly, right?
Elijah hiding at the cave there, saying, God, just take me now because they all want to kill me and I'm just so depressed I want to die.
Right.
Yeah. We want to tell you how you can get a copy of the book, and so you can read for yourself what exactly was revealed to Mark and what yet may be to come. The Trump Prophecies book, for your donation of $20 plus shipping and handling. Not only this, but a copy of the American Patriots Almanac by William Bennett. Bill Bennett, former Secretary of Education, mm-hmm. and a brilliant man, brilliant speaker. Used to love listening to his morning radio program mm-hmm. because he's so smart and so well-spoken. But he's compiled a daily almanac of events in American history that'll make you proud to be an American again. So $20 plus shipping and handling to get these couple of books. We also want to show you what you can expect when the movie based on the book, The Trump Prophecies, comes out. The movie called The Trump Prophecy, coming to a theater near you October 2nd and 4th of 2018. And here's just a sneak preview of what you'll see.
My job as a fireman was to react calmly. Can't afford to have feelings about it. I'll get you killed. In my work, I've seen everything. But what I saw last night scared me so much.
Until recently, nobody knew what PTSD was.
Lord, I need you to heal him.
I'm done.
How does it feel?
It's a little scary.
I have very graphic dreams. Sometimes I think it's God talking to me. Dreams are important. They can give us a window to what's going on inside.
I got this one in 2011.
The Commander-in-Chief Prophecy?
God is telling us to pray for our country, its leadership, and those in authority over us. That's what we need to do.
They're going at him tooth and claw. What if I'm wrong?
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, then will I hear from heaven and heal their land.
Welcome back to Skywatch TV. I'm Derek Gilbert, along with Tom Horn, Joe Artis Horn, and Mark Taylor, the man behind The Trump Prophecies and the forthcoming film, The Trump Prophecy. Quick note, please take advantage of the web-exclusive content that we offer at skywatchtv.com, because we've got interviews such as, just additional guests that we can't fit into our network television schedule, and we make those available to you through our website, daily news updates, weekly analyses of science news with our programs Into the Multiverse and Sci-Friday. All of those are available at skywatchtv.com, the Skywatch TV mobile app, which is a free download for every platform, and the Skywatch TV channels on Roku, Apple TV, and YouTube. Mark, I got to ask this, because this, I'm not sure how I'd get my head around this. What's it like watching an actor play you during the production of the film?
It's very humbling, to say the least. I haven't seen the movie yet. I've just seen what you guys have seen, the trailer. But actually seeing my name, like, on somebody's coat inside the trailer itself, you know what I mean? And somebody, or my wife's name, it's just like, wow, I guess this is really happening. It's very humbling. I will say that. It really is.
The Supreme Court justices, that's something that is very top of mind right now because, mm-hmm. Just a few weeks ago, President Trump nominated Brett Kavanaugh, Circuit Court judge, to replace Anthony Kennedy on the Supreme Court. And of course, the outrage from the left was pre-planned and predictable, but it's there, and it's just going to continue until this is passed. But you were shown that there will be several more vacancies yet on the court.
Correct. Originally, the Lord was dealing with me on the Supreme Court. He said there'd be three. And then after that, he came back and said, no, now there's going to be five.
Five.
He said one will die. And as soon as that, he told me that, like 3 months later, two, 3 months later is when Scalia died. One will retire and three will be caught in a scandal. And what that scandal is, I don't know. But we have to realize something, that there's a bigger picture at play here, and it's Roe versus Wade. And what the Lord told me in that prophecy is that once he reforms the court, Roe versus Wade would be overturned and be pushed back to the states at that point.
Right, right.
So that's what the big fight is over right now, is Roe versus Wade. Now, you're seeing in the headlines right now, just because this next justice is coming, that Roe versus Wade is probably going to be gone at that point. Now, again, when God decides to actually approach that, I don't know. It could be after another two justices finally come on the court. But one thing I want to say about the court is that the Lord was telling me this the other day. is that I'm not moving the court left or right, so to speak. He says, I am moving the court towards righteousness. And that's the big thing right now that you're going to start seeing with the court.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's where we Christians need to take advantage of the window of opportunity we've had with this president. Because if the court does what it's supposed to do and just pushes it back to the states, as you said, then the decision falls to the individual states to decide what they want to do on the issue of abortion, same-sex marriage, and things like that. And that's where we as the church need to start from the ground up by changing hearts. And right. We only do that by preaching the gospel, teaching people in the church pews why the Word of God is dependable, why we know, how we know what we know is true, and making it so that people don't want to do these things. In other words, changing the country from the ground up rather than from the top down, which has been the approach of the progressives, which is why they're so angry about the court shifting back toward a more constructionist view of the Constitution.
Right.
So we as the church need to take advantage of this opportunity. Let's not focus on the political aspect and changing the court or changing the Senate or whatever. We need to get busy about preaching the gospel.
Right, and it's the Roe versus Wade thing is a little deeper than most people think, and I don't want to hit this too hard, but it's they're up in arms right now because abortion is actually the food source for Baal being the strong man over America right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that is his food source right
now.
Oh,
I agree with you completely.
Yeah. That's what they're trying to stop right now. They don't want to take away the food source, which takes away the strong man and his authority and power over the United States right now.
Mm-hmm.
But the second that that's done, I think you're going to see on a national level that will be broken. And like we say, it'll go to a state level.
Well, you know, and Mark, this is the thing that I think even a lot of the people in the church actually miss, that behind the politics, behind the Supreme Court decisions, behind the election of Donald Trump, deeper than all of that, this nation, I think, was literally on a cliff's edge.
I agree.
Terms of the kind of demonic supernaturalism that wanted to destroy America for probably a lot of obvious reasons. We've been the best friend to Israel up until recent years. We've put literally hundreds of millions of dollars into taking the gospel around the world. So we've obviously been a target, and there's a very occult dynamic in Washington, D.C. that thought it was going to have its moment. You have a way of phrasing that where, you know, God pushed back the devil's timeline or something. But these aren't just cute words. I think there really was something there, right. And part of this we wouldn't have even known had it not been for the WikiLeaks revelations, where you've got, you know, the campaign manager for Hillary Clinton, the Podestas, and people like Marina Abramović, which I think is a witch of the highest order, conducting, you know, rituals, blood sacrifices, right? Mm-hmm. Spirit dinners, stuff literally out of the library of Aleister Crowley. And we've talked about all that and won't go back into that again, but there was a very strong occult presence there that thought, okay, we finally arrived,
right,
now
right.
We're going to have our moment in time. And it was, well, you know, one of the other preachers out there right now said God delivered America from a spirit of witchcraft, and I think mm-hmm. he was borrowing from much of what you had written about and what you were saying. So,
well, just think about where the current Supreme Court would be standing right now, going into its second replacement now under a Hillary Clinton presidency.
Mm-hmm. Well, and with the, you know, with the death of Scalia, mm-hmm. and if you'd have had another, you know, liberal leaning justice that would have replaced it. And now with this retirement.
Right.
You could have, and these appointments, since they're for life, could
That's
have
right.
dramatically impacted the course of the nation in terms of the difference between strict constitutionalists who only apply what the Constitution is supposed to say, as opposed to rewriting it or, translating it different mm-hmm. than what was meant by the founders.
Yeah. And the irony of all this is that the objections to interpreting the Constitution in a very literal fashion and not taking liberties with it is that it actually is guaranteeing our liberty by returning rights to the states and
right.
allowing the states to make decisions about these social issues. We are actually more free than the progressives who think that they're actually framing this as dictatorial or mm-hmm. authoritarian, when in fact it's the exact opposite of that. When you have a central government that is able to use the court to dictate to the
right.
masses, that's authoritarianism. But we shouldn't expect anything less than this kind of almost irrational response to what's going on, because the hatred, the level of rage that has provoked here is supernatural.
Well, there's one of the revelation that's in your book that Donald Trump's also going to be elected again in 2020. We just heard that Hillary Clinton now, right, is kind of positioning herself for a third run for the presidency. But you're in the book as saying, never going to happen.
Now, he's going to have two terms. But the other thing that the bigger picture here is that they had a timeline set. And that timeline was 2021 to have the Islamization of America by 2021 and have everything under the New World Order probably right around 2022. There was a gentleman that wrote a book called The Islamization of America that talked about that. And then there was another gentleman who cracked a Freemason code who said that their timeline is actually etched at the top of the Washington Monument in stone was 2022, to have everything under that order by 2022. So you can see why the panic is taking place right now, because all of that has been denied. The enemy's timeline has been denied by the Most High God, period. And that's why they're panicking right now.
Yeah. And again, we need to make hay while the sun shines, as the saying goes. Again, you can get a copy of the Trump Prophecies for your donation of just $20 plus shipping and handling. But when you do that, we're going to include this great coffee table type book. Easy to pick up and read. My mother loves this because you can read a couple of stories, heroic, historic stories based on American history. The American Patriots Almanac, and then set it down, then pick it up again later. It's just full of stuff. Like I said, it will make you proud again to be an American. Both of these books, a retail value, if you were to purchase them separately, of more than $40. Yours for a donation of $20 to SkyWatch TV. You'll find information online at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Mark, it's encouraging that that we're in the situation that we're in. And we just what advice would you give to Christians? I mean, so that we don't sort of sit back on our hands now, just kind of breathe a sigh of relief and just kind of let things unfold again. I mean, what should we be doing in this hour?
It's not a time to lay down our weapons of warfare right now, because there's still a lot that needs to be done. God wants to accomplish a lot on the earth. A lot of good things are going to be happening. That doesn't mean to say that there won't be some bad things in the process. But my new motto is get off your behind and get on the front line. Having the escapism mentality is killing people right now. They think, well, we got a couple of years left. We're just going to ride this thing out and that's it. No, folks, that's committing spiritual treason. You know, you want to get in the fight. We need every soldier that we can get. Stay off of the mainstream media. Stop listening to Satan's frequency. Tune in to heaven's frequency. And, just stay in the fight, because when you listen to the mainstream media, you lose hope. When you lose hope, you lose the will to fight. Yeah. And God's instilling hope right now.
Yeah, amen. It's like our friend Coach Dave says, just hit somebody! So make sure you look for a theater near you and see The Trump Prophecy October 2nd and October 4th. And hopefully, even wider distribution after that, if there's enough response to it. With Tom Horn and Joe Horn and Mark Taylor, I'm Derek Gilbert. Thanks for watching as we keep watch. This is SkyWatch TV.